Mogadishu is the center of intense fighting once again, this time between forces loyal to the moderate Islamist leader of Somalia's interim government and Islamist extremists who want to knock him out from power. Somalia's president has the backing of the United States and other Western countries, but the Islamists also have some international support, and they just might win. NPR's Gwen Tompkins reports.
The president of Somalia's interim government is holed up at the presidential palace in Mogadishu, with two rings of security around him. The outer ring is reportedly made up of boots, whatever homegrown forces are around to offer protection. The inner ring is made up of heavy weapons that African Union peacekeepers will use against anyone who gets too close. Whether that's enough to thwart Sheikh Sharif Ahmed's enemies is yet to be seen. Ahmed has been president of Somalia's transitional government for less than 4 months, and there are some motivated Islamist extremists who are moving fast against him. Abdul Gadir Osman Mohammed is Ahmed's minister of information. Speaking by telephone from the palace, Mohammed says that the president has not been out of the building in more than a week, but he makes a daily circuit around a four-mile radius in the neighborhood.
The government is controlling most of the strategic places in Mogadishu, like the airport, the seaport, and the road where you have most of the government offices.
But a confederation of Islamist insurgents now controls three of the four main arteries into the capital, and they pretty much control the rest of southern Somalia. International donors, including the United States, have promised Ahmed $200 million to build up his police and military and to bolster the African Union presence in Somalia. But Ahmed has to survive long enough for the money to materialize. Mohammed says the extremists struck now because they're worried.
The opposition attacked the government because they saw the government is getting stronger.
The pledge of so much international support for Somalia's moderate Islamist president reportedly surprised Ahmed's enemies. What's more, Somali troops, freshly trained in Uganda, had begun returning home for active duty. But the U.S. and the United Nations say that the Islamist extremists have their own international backing. The U.S. has accused Eritrea of sending weapons to an airport outside Mogadishu, controlled by the hardline group there called Hezbollah Islam. And perhaps the strongest extremist group, called Al-Shabaab, is believed to have the support of Al-Qaeda. Rashid Abdi Sheikh is a Somali watcher for the International Crisis Group in Nairobi. He says that irrespective of international support, neither the moderates nor the extremists have what it takes to put the other side away for good. And that's what makes the situation there so impossible to predict.
Somalia always has the potential to shock you. Yeah, you should always keep that at the back of your mind.
Johnny Carson is the new U.S. envoy to Africa. Speaking from Nairobi this week, he called for a strong international effort to resolve the recurrent fighting and lawlessness in Mogadishu.
Somalia's problems have lingered for far too long, and they have caused enormous problems internally, the displacement of millions of Somalis, but it's also created problems beyond its borders.
Like piracy and a deluge of refugees that threatens to overwhelm Somalia's neighbors. But Rashid Abdi Sheikh of International Crisis Group says whatever the West, and particularly the U.S., does, will have to be done from afar. Sheikh Sharif Ahmed's enemies have already painted him as a U.S. puppet, practicing a fake kind of Islam. If Ahmed ever hopes to get out of the presidential palace, he'll have to show that he can stand on his own. Gwen Tompkins, NPR News, Nairobi.